to see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of some cool blue, if not purple, mountain majesties comes to us from Fred Dimmick, who captured this scene from the highest point in the state of Georgia as he took a 6.5-mile hike yesterday through the Blue Ridge Mountains from Jack's Gap to Brasstown Bald, which lies on the border between towns and Union counties south of the city of Hiawassee. The mountain is known to the native Cherokee people as Enotah, the land that nourishes. And with a view like this, it's easy to imagine why they call it that. Because when you survey the earth from on high, you get a small idea of the majesty of God's creation, and it naturally nourishes your soul. Well, it's Wednesday, and I thought Fred's photo of these mountains was a great way to visually represent our arrival at the peak of another work week and to remind us that sometimes our soul is nourished by the simple fact that we are halfway there, that we are making progress along this path, and while we may not have arrived yet, we are a long way from where we started, and we might as well keep going to see where the Lord is leading us, because if we know Him and His Word, we can be assured that He will bring us to a good place. So we can trust the Lord and walk with Him with the confidence of someone who knows that He is on the winning side. But let's not get too cocky, as the world, the flesh, and the devil would love to see us fall into pride and the false belief that we can do this on our own. So let's draw close to God as we continue our walk through the season of Lent with our current series, The 40-Day Journey, with Dietrich Bonhoeffer, as we pick up the trail on day 13. We are not halfway there yet, but we are getting closer every day. As a reminder, and as we will say each day of this journey, we take this path to mark the season of Lent and to draw closer to God in anticipation for the celebration of Easter, knowing that if we take this journey of repentance seriously, the Lord will use it to change us too. You can sign up to get this devotional yourself by going to Bible Gateway, to the Bible Gateway link on the blog. For day 13, Bonhoeffer writes, "Who is pure in heart? Only those who have completely given their hearts to Jesus, so that He alone rules in them. Only those who do not stain their hearts with their own evil, but also not with their own good. A pure heart is the simple heart of a child who does not know about good and evil, the heart of Adam before the fall, the heart in which the will of Jesus rules instead of one's own conscience. A pure heart is pure of good and evil. It belongs entirely and undivided to Christ. It looks only to Him who goes on ahead. Those alone will see God who in this life have looked only to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Their hearts are free of defiling images. They are not pulled back and forth by the various wishes and intentions of their own. Their hearts are fully absorbed in seeing God. They will see God, whose hearts mirror the image of Jesus Christ." End quote. Well, today's, it might not be a surprise, but today's Bible wisdom comes from Matthew 5:8, where Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." And so we move on to the questions to ponder about that wisdom and Bonhoeffer's quote. And the first question is, how is it possible to live in our complex world and still give your heart completely to Jesus? Well, let's just say that it won't happen on its own, as the world, the flesh, and the devil seek to distract us from our purpose, to follow Christ and to do the good works that God has prepared for us to do. Christ directed His disciples to abide in Him and to love the Lord our God with all our hearts, souls, and minds. So we have to be intentional about choosing to give our hearts completely to Jesus by making the daily decision to commune with the Lord in prayer, Bible study, and by applying the wisdom of God's word to the way we live our lives. to choose to give ourselves completely to Jesus, we need to sacrifice the time we have spent in worldly pursuits to spend for time spent with Him. While we will have varying degrees of success in how completely we give our hearts to Christ, as we discover how we are blessed by doing so, the world will lose its luster, and we will choose to give ourselves more completely to Jesus as the fruit of the Spirit grow in our lives. The next question is, what does it mean to say that people can stain their hearts with their own good? I believe that we can stain our hearts with our own good by being prideful, by believing that we are something worthwhile, by esteeming the opinions of men, or by believing that we are self-sufficient. Christ warned us to not seek the reward of other people's opinions and to remain humble when we do good works, to not let the right hand know what the left hand was doing, because he knew that we are vulnerable to pride. Knows what great calamities can result from adopting the sin of Satan. The next question is, how would those whose hearts mirror the image of Jesus Christ relate to other people, both friends and strangers? Those whose hearts mirror the image of Jesus Christ would, to borrow from Neil Anderson's Overcomer's Covenant, would choose to adopt the attitude of Christ, which is to do nothing from selfish or empty conceit, but with humility of mind. They would regard others as more important than themselves, and not merely look out for their own personal interest, but also the interest of others, knowing that it is more blessed to give than to receive. This obviously would mean everyone, both friends and strangers. As we move along to the psalm fragment today, they present us with Psalm 24, verses 3 through 5. And the psalm said, "Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? Those who have clean hands and pure hearts, who do not lift up their souls to what is false, and do not swear deceitfully. They will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from the God of their salvation." As we move along to the journal reflections, the first one states, Bonhoeffer wrote that a pure heart is the simple heart of a child. Think back to when you were a child. How did you see things differently as a child than you do now as an adult? Children are dependent on others to care for them. Ideally, children receive nurturing care from their infancy onward. So when a child is raised in an environment where they are cared for, they trust those who care for them without question, without fear. As a child, I trusted my mother and father implicitly and would seek all my needs and comfort from them. As we grow older, we begin to realize that our parents aren't perfect people, and we also see that the world can be an unpredictable and hostile place. As we grow, we learn that we also have to take care of ourselves. Our trust in our parents and the world and our own abilities is challenged. To have peace, we need to trust the Lord like a child, to know we can rely on Him to care for us and to never leave us. The next entry prompt is, what, if any, are the defiling images that stand between you and the vision of God? How might you begin to cleanse your heart of them? The defiling images that stand between us and our vision of God could be anything that would cause us to doubt who God is, or that would cause us to abandon our trust in Him. Images that would cause us to sin could apply here. But so could the various ideas and philosophies of man that would lead us to live independently of God. The way to cleanse our hearts of them is to not look upon or to consider them, to see the lies that they are trying to tell us and to renounce them as untrue or wicked, because they would separate us from our Heavenly Father. The next prompt asks, what, if any, are your various wishes and intentions that pull you back and forth and prevent you from seeing God? How might you begin to become free of them? The various wishes and intentions that could pull us back and forth from seeing God are our personal desires to be happy or to be somebody without being dependent on God. Seeking our own happiness in substances, possessions, achievements, or relationships without God are the wishes and intentions that turn into idols. When we become focused on manipulating the circumstances to make us happy with no consideration of the Lord is when we fail to see God. When we are tempted to believe that we can be happy without the Lord is when we become blind to who God is. And the way we get around that, we prevent that from happening, is making the decision to follow Him. Let's see, and now we move on to intercessions, where they ask us to pray for all the children that we know, and then pray for all children that they would be protected from the defiling images culture tries to entice them with. And so we pray, Lord God, we pray for the children we know, both the young and the not so young, and all the children of the world, that they would be protected from the defiling images that the cultures and societies of this world would use to entice them to believe that they don't need you, or that their happiness could be found without you. Lord, we pray that you would open their eyes to who you are, and that your Holy Spirit would cause them to come and put their faith in Jesus Christ, and to make the decision to turn from all the defiling images that would draw their hearts away from you. Save them from the evil of this age. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And finally, the prayer for today is, Lord, help me to will one thing, to belong entirely and undividedly to you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, that's the 13th day of the 40-day journey with Dietrich Bonhoeffer. As always, we do share the link to that devotional if you want to do it for yourselves. I'm discovering every day, every day I'm challenged to come up with the responses for those questions and those promptings. And they, they're not of my own creation. So, this devotional is really, really causing me to think and to consider the things of the Lord in the season of Lent. And I believe it's, really making, restoring and renewing my mind and restoring my faith. Not that I lost it, but, helping me to draw closer to God and to trust in Him like that, child with a pure heart, just to trust what the Word of God says, trust that His plan for us is good and that He's leading us, to our ultimate good. And so we can rejoice and have peace in this day, even though it's not Friday, it's only Wednesday. But we are halfway there, and we'll get closer, and the journey will be a lot better when we decide to keep walking and talking with God. So I encourage you to do that today. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian theologians and counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today we continue sharing from A.W. Pink's The Sovereignty of God, as we conclude sharing from chapter 8, which is on the sovereignty of God and human responsibility. And we finish up with A.W. Pink's brief word concerning the extent of human responsibility. So, if you want to see what that brief word on human responsibility is, go to mtforchrist.org and you'll see that resource at the end of today's blog post. As always, we invite you to check out our discipleship teachings that we have on the MT for Christ 247 podcast and YouTube channel. You'll find those messages and basically under a playlist for Victory Over the Darkness, The Bondage Breaker, and Freedom in Christ, which are all based on the Word of God and the work of Dr. Neil Anderson of Freedom in Christ Ministries. We also, the links are on the bottom of the page of the blog, And we also invite you to email us at mtforchrist247@gmail.com if you wanted to receive the class materials via email for free, so you can actually do the studies instead of just listening to the class. Engage those questions and concerns that the lessons are geared to ask you. And it's all for the glory of God and for your edification. So we offer those. We also offer our Bible study that we do with Arthur and Susan Anison-Cotty. It's a topical study that we do once a week, and you can watch that on YouTube or listen to it on the podcast. You'll find all of our studies under the heading of Bible Study with the Sincottis. And like I said, it basically goes right back to the beginning of our, more or less the beginning of our podcast. So that's all the way back to 2021. So lots of Bible studies to be encouraged by if you want to check those out. Well, it is Wednesday. We have to work, so we should get to it, walk up that hill and get to the other side of this, hump day. So let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for another day in your kingdom. Lord, we thank you for all that you do for us. Lord, we thank you for the fact that you gave us new hearts when we put our faith in Jesus, and that all things have become new. And we just pray for you to guide us and protect us as we go about our day today, and to help us to accomplish the things you would have us accomplish today, to walk into the good works that you've prepared for us before. So, Lord, we also pray for the people listening or reading this message, Lord, that they would be blessed. We pray for you to come alongside them in their walk of faith and to come alongside them in their prayer requests for the things that are happening in their lives, Lord, because we all need your help. And we know if we pray that you hear us, and we could receive just what we expect, or we could receive something better or something we didn't expect. But we're going to trust you, Lord, and we're going to follow you. So we just pray for you to go before us today, open our eyes to the things you want us to see, and lead us in the way we should go. Lord, because we love you, we praise you, and we trust you, and we pray all these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.